efforts to clean up Lake Champlain are about to get a boost from the federal government. Today, the USDA announced Vermont will be getting $16 million over the next 5 years. One of the main goals is to prevent phosphorus from farm runoff and other sources from seeping into the lake. Here to tell us more about today's announcement is Senator Patrick Leahy, who's been pushing for this money in Washington. Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you. And I'm just so happy at the announcement today. It is fantastic.
What specifically will this $16 million be used for?
Well, first off, I should point out it's the largest single funding level of any project in this national program. And I think it's because they know that how much effort we Vermonters have put into cleaning up the lake. It's going to mean that we're going to be able to work with our farmers who care about water quality, but also forest landowners to plant cover crops, stabilize drainage ways, build stream crossings. It's going to have a wetlands conservation, sustainable forest practices in the watershed. I've talked with the governor about it. We're going to have our Vermont agencies of agriculture and natural resources are going to get together. I think people know some of the tough choices have to be made to stop this runoff into the lake. They'll make the choices. They need the money to do it. Vermont has done better than any other state in the country in the amount of money we're going to get.
Speaking of tough choices, Senator, the state of Vermont has taken some flack for refusing to mandate that farmers use certain best practices to prevent pollution. Instead, it relies on farmers to do so voluntarily. Are there any conditions attached to this federal money?
They're only that they have to show, Vermont has to show, that they are going to take real steps. I think that as they get into this, everybody's going to have to realize they're going to give a little. The towns or their roads are going to have to give some. Developers are going to have to give some. Everybody's going to have to be involved in it or it's not going to work. Now, I've been fighting for 20 years getting tens of millions of dollars. This is sort of the capstone of what I've been able to get. And they have to make it work or you're not going to see us being able to get this kind of funding in the future.
You mentioned it'll be difficult to get this kind of funding in the future, and $16 million is a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, it's projected that this cleanup could cost maybe 10 times that. I'm wondering, now that there's a new Congress, Republicans are in control of both chambers, do you think it will be harder to get federal money for projects like this?
I've been able to get money for Lake Champlain when we've been in the minority and when we've been in the majority. The thing that helps, I'm the most senior member of the Senate, I'm the dean of the Senate. I'll be able to get the funding, provided we can show that Vermont is doing the work it has to do.
Even though there's a change of power in Washington, you're still confident in your abilities to bring home the bacon for this?
Yes, I've always been able to, and I will continue to. But we have to show in Vermont we're doing the work and that we're willing to make tough choices.
Senator, what you're announcing today seems to be a carrot approach, if I may. Governor Peter Shumlin is now pushing what you might call a stick approach at the state level. He wants to punish farmers who pollute by basically taking away a property tax benefit they get for agricultural land. Do you think that's the right way to go?
Well, I'm not going to suggest to the state what they should do, but I think that if the final result is that it works, everybody's going to benefit. Farmers will benefit because of clean water. All of us in Vermont will benefit. We're in this together, whether you're a farmer or non-farmer, whether you run a resort or just live in along any one of our waterways or Lake Champlain. This is something being done to benefit all of us. And we're all in it together. And either it will work if everybody works together, and if they do, everybody's going to be happy.
Even if that means some punitive things done to farmers?
We'll let the state determine how best they should do it. I try very much not to tell the state what to do in the vain hope they'll return the compliment. But I'm confident people like Chuck Ross, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, and others in Deb Markowitz and others who are very, very knowledgeable in these areas, and the governor. I've talked to him about his commitment. We'll get it done. I don't think it should be taught about we're being punitive, but rather we're all in this together. I've got the money for them. Now let's make it work.
We've been talking with Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy about a new round of federal funding that's meant to help fight pollution in Lake Champlain. Senator, thank you for making the time.
Glad to be with you. Take care.